How come the grocery store is empty, 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 empty? No, you know, it's not like that anymore. It used to be. Used to be when this was a smaller town, and actually probably fewer people went to the games, but because it was a smaller town, the percentage of people who went to the games was higher, and so you could go do stuff.
I tried that once last year, and it's not true, because everyone's going to be at the game. No, because everybody thinks the same way.
Right. And again, if you lived here a long time, it used to be that during the summer, you could tell when the students were gone, because, you know, the streets were all ours. Now, that doesn't happen very much anymore. Around Christmas, it does, but... Yeah, it's a big school, and the town's bigger, and there are people who couldn't care less if there's a football game going on, and their world goes on no matter what.
Oh, but, Scott, your little old town's growing up.
I know, isn't that terrible? That's the way it goes. All right, so tonight, let's see, we're going to do a debate-y thing again. It's the last one. It's in Boca Raton, so we don't have to worry about the atmosphere.
Oh, it'll be crazy in Florida, though.
It really will. Yeah, all those old people. Hello, can you talk louder? I can't hear you. Would you talk louder? The Drudge Report, of course.
Nice.
Thank you. slanted the way that they are. Pictures this morning of President Obama bowing to other world leaders as we discuss foreign policy. And, of course, that really annoys people. It annoys me. The President of the United States should not bow to anyone.
I concur.
Anyone. Just that's all there is. I mean, you know, that's just... Shows him bowing to the Chinese, I don't know if it's the past one or the current one, but the emperor. And, you know, you don't do that. But anyway, so tonight we got Skeletor doing the, he'll be moderating. That's what I call Bob Schieffer. Because he looks like Skeletor.
He does look like Skeletor.
He does, anyway. But, and the thing is, that's not without controversy. Because, you know, there are people who are, not necessarily happy with Bob Schieffer being the moderator of this third debate. He's done this before, though. 2004, 2008, Democrats were grumbling about Bob Schieffer being chosen to moderate that third debate between George W. Bush and John Kerry.
But they want Candy Crowley again?
Well, no, they didn't. But you see, the deal is that Bob Schieffer's brother is Tom Schieffer, who is a baseball executive. And he had been picked by President Bush as the U.S. ambassador to Australia, and then later U.S. ambassador to Japan. So,
but didn't Candy Crowley get an invite to the Obama wedding?
No, it was
something
like that. It was somebody else's wedding, or they went to the same wedding, but some sort of a deal like that, and. You know, I don't know. Schieffer's been around a long time.
Yes, he has.
I think I got to probably trust him a little bit. Candy was out of her league. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Nope.
She did not do a good job. But it's really interesting because you talk about an October surprise. You always expect to have something that's going to turn things at the last minute. And who would have thought that one of the October surprises would be Libya? I mean, just it's pretty amazing. And now documents have been released by two Republican congressmen. They did this on Friday that showed... more security was requested prior to the September 11th attacks. In fact, what they would call an anxious message from Ambassador Chris Stevens on the day he, in fact, was killed.
Yeah, I saw that.
More of that. And, you know, basically what the domestic service was saying is they would be hesitant to devote more resources to the Libyan situation. So that doesn't look good. The McClatchy Syndicate has put together a pretty good timeline as to how things unfolded in the whole Benghazi mess. And one of the things that they did mention on September the 13th, that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presided over a State Department reception, marking a holiday that is celebrated by the Islamics. Her remarks made no mention of the protest and made only passing reference to the reports of the inflammatory material that had been posted on the internet. One of the speakers, however, was the Libyan ambassador to the United States, and he told Clinton at that time and the other attendees that in no uncertain terms what had happened in Benghazi was, in fact, a terrorist attack. So it was being said in the diplomatic circles, you know, 2 days afterwards by diplomats of other countries, and yet the United States didn't say anything about
it. So this slope is getting slipperier and slipperier.
Yeah, it really is. And again, you wouldn't have thought that necessarily the foreign policy debate would be that important. And generally you would think that a sitting president would have an advantage over any challenger when it comes to foreign policy. But this may not be the case today because of the things that we're finding out, and that maybe they didn't have their eye on the ball.
Well,
and,
I mean, even if the truth is out there, aren't people just going to keep voting for who they want to vote for no matter what happens?
Well, that, I mean,
just like they always do.
To the vast majority of people, you're right. But we are at the point now, with 2 weeks from the election, that there are some people. I guess there's some people who are truly undecided. I mean, I don't really know. But if they are, then is this the thing that makes the difference? And
it could.
It could. Again, you wouldn't think that foreign policy would, because generally people are more concerned about their own pocketbook, what's happening within the walls of their home or happening in their street or their town, more than they would worry about what's going on in foreign policy. But I think that a whole lot of Americans prefer that the United States be the preeminent power in the world for good, the power for good, and that while we do kind of intrude into other countries' politics when we shouldn't, as Bortz has said, okay, you don't want the police, you don't want the United States to be the police and fire department, the first responders, then who would you suggest take that role? And I think that most people in the United States would feel that it's best that the United States be that first responder if there is a problem someplace.
Better over there than over here.
Yeah, and so that becomes a discussion simply because Benghazi is something that, excuse me, I think a lot of people have paid attention to.
Do you think this is going to jump up and be a gotcha Nixon-esque thing?
In what way?
Just that they've tried to hide so much stuff.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yeah, well,
are we going to see all the president's men on this?
Yeah, really. You know, it's the obviously there wasn't anything illegal, so it's not like Watergate from that standpoint. But the idea of of taking their eye off the ball, it may well be, as Hannity had in his update today, the president likes the trappings of the office. He just may not like doing the job, or as used to make fun of George Bush on Saturday Night Live. This job is hard. I didn't know I was going to have to do all this stuff. I thought I could just come in and sit down. But anyway, a couple of things that happened over the weekend. The Houston Chronicle endorsed Romney for president.
Interesting.
The Columbus Post-Dispatch of Columbus, Ohio also endorsed Romney.
Ooh, now that's a big deal in
that
Ohio.
Is, yeah, in Ohio. But get this. The Salt Lake City Tribune, which would basically, I mean, Utah would be his adopted state, they have endorsed Obama over Romney in Utah. I thought that was a little bit unusual. So,
is he not a good enough Mormon?
Well, what they're saying is that he's been a shapeshifter, that basically they've watched him, quote, morph into a friend of the far right and then tack toward the center with breathtaking aplomb. So they are saying that he is not being true to who he really is.
None of them are.
Well, no, because as it gets down to this point, but we'll see. Anyway, that all happens tonight, and don't forget we have a candidates' debate. That'll start at 6. It'll be over long before the presidential debate.
And
so if you
baseball,
want to show up.
Too.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The seventh game of the playoffs is tonight.
Oh, yeah, so there. So well, and then there's football. So, yeah. I mean, for the people who don't even care, if you're completely disinterested, there's all sorts of things that you can do other than the debate thing.